right next to you. Good morning, and I'll be right back. Right next to you. I'm back. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, doing good, man. It's froggy out here.
So Tim and Ken were saying earlier, I don't even have any over here. I went through all that yesterday.
It was a butter knife over here this morning. It's thick. No, I'm trying to come down with that cold, same cold I had before. I stocked up on the vitamin C this morning and some echinacea and some other stuff. Little concoctions. My wife worked up, I guess, pulled some roots up out of the ground, made some tea with it. But, so, anyhow. Trying to stave that cold off, but other than that, doing good. How'd yesterday go for you?
Too bad. It's a lot of rain and a lot of real heavy fog. At one time, the clouds got so thick over here, and it got dark, and the street lights started coming back on.
It poured the rain on me. I had to run out towards Charlotte, pick some furniture up, and it just came down cats and dogs.
I got started at 6:15 and got done at 10:30. Surprised it wasn't too bad. I was able to work it just where I was bypassing all the heavy traffic.
Good deal. Are you on time today?
I'm in my last big subdivision. But like maybe 5-6 more customers left. You got planned for the day?
Oh, I don't know. I was off yesterday. I'm sure I got some stuff going on in there that I've got to deal with. I'm going to wrap up one particular truck I've been working on and try to help out on some diag stuff. I mean, I don't know how busy today's going to be. Like I said, I ain't been in there, but I think it'll be steady. I'm looking for a good day. I'm not coming in looking for a bad day. I get off a little bit early today. I got some business I got to take care of, so it should be good.
I hope you ain't got to work on a truck outside, because it's supposed to rain again sometime today.
You couldn't work in the rain, not the way I feel, anyway. That probably wouldn't be good for me.
How accurate this phone is, but at 6 o'clock today, this morning, we're supposed to have 46% chance of rain.
Pretty accurate.
All I know is I'm going to go home and drink me a big pot of coffee when I get done, and I'm going to find me a place to curl up and take a nap.
Pretty good. I didn't sleep real good the night before or last night. Got up and let a dog out. When I got back in bed, I couldn't get back to sleep. But I'll push through it, and then maybe I can go to bed a little early today when I get home.
If everything goes well, when Carol leaves for church, it'll be about 6 o'clock. I am going to be in the bed snoring like a McCullough chainsaw.
You a cord of wood?
I'm both of us. That deer roast that I taught Cody how to smoke, it turned out real well. I was proud of it.
Did you already eat that thing up?
That night.
Smoke me some deer roast. I think I've got a deer roast in there from Ohio. I ought to crank that smoker up and do it.
Hey, Pete. Believe me, if it turns out like that one, you'll enjoy it.
It's smoke out at 225 or 250?
Line up to 275.
On there. I don't think mine goes to 275. My smoker max is out. Of course, I'm using a electric smoker. I think it maxes out at 250.
Smoke my meat on the grill. I've got one of those that you can smoke meat in. And it does a pretty good job.
One of those, a friend gave me one of those. I've got one too. We did a bunch of chickens in there. My son-in-law did. Those turned out really good.
Got to be patient. That's all there is to it. You can't rush it.
You guys doing this morning?
No. I'm just about to get finished up. Mike, you sound like you might need to go home and go back to bed.
Now, I just kind of rolled out of bed real quick. And I know it's only about 5 o'clock in the morning, probably. I hadn't checked the time.
6.
Well, I'm a little late this morning. It's pretty cool. I kind of like that. That's a good way to do it. It takes time, though.
I think I'm going to smoke. Me a big old turkey.
Pretty good smoking a turkey. I've never done that before.
Done is cooked one in peanut oil. I've had it. It was very good, but I've never tried that.
It turned out just fine. Yeah, I'm not really crazy about it, but it turned out good.
So we cook a turkey, just put some butter and little things on, in with it, real butter, and then get some little bit of ginger ale and stuff like that with it, and let her simmer along and baste it real good, and comes out real good.
I made some Dr. Pepper ribs in the crock pot.
Yeah, I bet it's good.
It is. I've never tried it. Have you ever tried it, Mike?
I've heard tell of it, but I've never tried it.
Before Dr. Pepper's been around? 60. I never knew that until one day I checked into it for a lap. I wanted to see how old it was, and then I realized just how old it was.
Destinating up here, and Ed, I hope you have a good morning and get you some curled up rest after you have that pot of coffee. And Al, you have a good, safe day. You guys take care, and I'm going to be clear on your final, sending out a 73 to you.
Made it in safe there, Mike. You have a good one, and I'm about 6-7 minutes away from home myself, so I'll catch you in the morning. Hope you get to feeling better and get rid of that cold quick. So KK4 and XEK and point MP73 is my friend.
Catch you guys. I'll make a hot clock for myself. I'll do it right now.
Now, 73.
Clear.
W1JE Mobile.